下午好。
Good afternoon.
下午好。
I already thought I was on the third message.
现在第三个信息了。
I know to some of you it may seem that long.
可能你没觉得那么长。
I'd like to turn in the Word of God to some of our theme verses, Exodus 3, verse 6.
我们看一下这次我们聚会的主题的经文之一，出埃及记第三章。
God speaking to Moses said this.
神对摩西这样说。
And he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
第六节，神说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
Look at verse 15.
第十五节。
And God said, moreover,to Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
三章十五节，神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
And I would like you to turn to Genesis chapter 25 verse 5.
我们再翻到创世纪二十五章第五节。
And Abraham gave all that he had.To Isaac.
亚伯拉罕将一切所有的都给了以撒。
Let me see if I want to. No, I don't want to read that. Let me read Romans 8, 17. I think that would be a good verse for us to begin. Romans 8.
在罗马书第八章。
17.
十七节。
And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and Christ, joint heirs, if indeed we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified with him.
八章十七节，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, we'll read one verse.
彼得前书第一章。
Just this phrase in verse 4.
第四节。
To an incorruptible and undefiled and unfading inheritance reserved for you in the heavens.
可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
And then I'll read some verses again in Genesis 26, verse 13.
我们再回到创世纪的二十六章。
This speaks of Isaac.
讲到以撒。
And the man became great, and he became continually greater until he was very great.
第十三节，他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。
17 to 19. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water that they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and that the Philistines had stopped after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names which his father had called them.And Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found there a spring of living water.
以撒就离开那里，在基拉尔谷支搭帐篷，住在那里。当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井，因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，仍照他父亲所叫的，叫那些井的名字。以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we're always grateful that we have your word.
主，我们何等感恩我们有你的话。
If it were man's words, where would we be?
若是只是人的话，我们走不到哪里去。
But you promised that your word is living.
但是你应许我们，你的话是永生活的。
You promised whatever you send your word forth to do, it will accomplish.
你说你的话要成就的，就必要成就。
You have the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
We say like Peter did, to whom shall we go?
我们像彼得这样说，我们还跟从谁呢？
Lord, once again, we pray that tonight you will open your word to us in a living way.
主，我们再次求你把你的话真是打开，新鲜活泼。
That you will help me and help Larry to express something of what's here in this word that we read.
来帮助我，帮助翻译的都一起来解开你的话。
And that above everything else, you will be glorified.
使得你在这一切当中能够得尊荣。
And you will have a people for your name.
你的儿女们可以能够归向你。
This is what we believe you're after in the end.
我们相信你是这样来达到你的目的。
We ask this together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉你的名来求。Amen.
This verse, these verses in Exodus 3 are rather remarkable.
这出埃及记第三章的话非常的奇特。
God says, this is my name.
他说这是我的名。
I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
He goes on to say even more than that.
他甚至更多的说到。
He says, this is my name forever.
这是我的名直到永远。
And this is my memorial for all generations.
这是我的纪念直到万代。
From these verses, the burden came into my heart.
从这些话我得到了这样的一个负担。
That in our time together, we would look at the last four characters in the book of Genesis.
我是想到要讲到这个创世纪中的四个人物。
We will look at Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
I am the God of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的神。
We will look at Isaac.
以撒。
I am the God of Isaac.
我是以撒的神。
We will look at Jacob.
我们要看到雅各。
I am the God of Jacob.
雅各，我是雅各的神。
And at last, we will look at Joseph, that last character in Genesis.
最后我们看到创世纪最后一个人物就是约瑟。
And see what God has to say to us about Joseph.
也看神借着约瑟要对我们说什么话。
Now I think if you know one verse about Abraham, you know everything that God wants you to know, at least at first.
你要是记得亚伯拉罕神给他说的话，有一个非常重要的。
Acts 7 verse 2 says, And the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
使徒行传七章二节说到，荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
This is the only thing that will make a difference in your life.
这是使得你的生命不同的唯一的原因。
Religion won't make a difference in your life.
宗教不能这样。
Resolutions won't make a difference in your life.
自己的己意也不能决定这样。
Only thing that will make a difference in your life as a believer is living revelation of the God of glory.
在信主的人当中，真正使我们生命得改变的是我们信这位神。
This one verse is the whole explanation of his life.
他的这个这一句话，就荣耀的神向他显现是他的本质。
And it was another thing the Lord Jesus said that spoke so deeply to my heart.
一件事情是主耶稣自己所说的话。
He said, Your father Abraham lived to see my day.
他说你的先祖亚伯拉罕看见仰望我的时候。
And remarkably, he says, and he saw.
他看到了。
And he was glad.
就快乐。
Now, brothers and sisters, how do you explain that naturally?
但你怎么来自然地来解释这种现象？
Abraham lived thousands of years before the Lord Jesus walked upon the earth.
亚伯拉罕是在主在地上行走之前几千年的时间。
But yet he saw something deep in his spirit.
但是他在他灵的深处看到。
Revelation is not seen with our natural eyes.
这个启示不是通过我们肉眼看见的。
Revelation is seen as it says in Ephesians with the eyes of the heart.
在以弗所中所讲的，我们看到的是灵里的眼睛看见。
And then we look at what Abraham saw.
我们看到亚伯拉罕所看见的。
I hope you caught something of the burden last night.
昨天晚上，我希望你能够得到我的一些的负担。
We can study this biography.
我们可以学这些人物传记。
And we can study this history.
可以学这些历史。
And we can conclude together factually that Abraham saw these things.
我们也可以从事实上讲亚伯拉罕看到的这些事实。
But do you really think that's what God wants us to do in the end?
但是这是不是神要让我们最后要得着的呢？
The whole burden that I brought to you was that we would see what Abraham saw.
我整个的负担就是我们要看到亚伯拉罕所看到的。
And then finally, the word that I brought last night was that we would have the response that Abraham had.
昨天晚上我最后交通到我们要向亚伯拉罕有回应。
Abraham built four altars.
亚伯拉罕就筑了四座坛。
If the God of glory appears to you, it will make a difference in your life.
若是荣耀的神向你显现，你的生命也会一定会改变。
And the only adequate response is to give yourself to Him in full.
真正应该的反应就是把自己献上。
This is what consecration means.
这就是我们成圣献上自己的原则。
Consecration doesn't mean we give ourselves to one we don't know.
奉献不是把我们不知道的献上。
Consecration means we give ourselves to one we have seen and we know.
奉献是把我们自己献给这位我们所知道所了解的。
And so Romans 12 verse 1 says, by the mercies of God, give yourself a living sacrifice,Holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
所以罗马书12章第一节说，所以你我们劝你要将自己献上，是圣洁的，是公义的，是理所当然的。
I think many, I gave you too much, brother. I'm so sorry. You just have to tug on my sleeve or something if I get running ahead.It seems to me that Christians somehow get a wrong idea. They think it's unreasonable for God to demand our all.
所以我们有些的基督徒这样认为，神要我们的一切是不合理的。
If you don't see what Abraham saw, you could come to that conclusion.
若是你没有看到亚伯拉罕所看见的，你也可能这样总结。
But if you see a God that gave all,
若是你看到这位神献上了一切，
Your response has to be, you will give all.
你的反应也是你要把你自己的一切献上。
And let me say this to young people in particular.
我向在座的这年轻人这样讲。
Some young people think I have a whole life to live, and you do.
年轻人常常想我的前面有很光明的前途。
You have a whole career to live.
我们前面的事业也很大。
You have a whole family ahead of you, and you possibly do.
在我的家庭后面还有很多的事情发生。
I can't give myself to God now.
我不能够把我自己给神。
I'll wait till I'm older, like Kenny.
我要像我们弟兄这个年龄，我再把我自己献上。
That's reasonable.
这是合理的。
But it says this is your reasonable service.
他说这是理所当然的。
Well, that's the burden that I gave last night.
这是我昨天的负担。
Now, tonight, we're going to look, or this afternoon, pardon me, brother, keep me on the right clock.
今天下午
we're going to look at Isaac.
要看到以撒。
Isaac, to me, speaks of one thing.
以撒对我讲是一件事情。
I think of that phrase we read in 1 Peter 1, verse 4.
我们刚才读到的彼得前书的第一章的第四节
an incorruptible,
是不能衰残
an undefiled,
不能玷污的
an unfading,
也不能够毁坏的
inheritance reserved for you in the heavenly,
在天上为你们存留的基业
just as Abraham was about revelation,
像亚伯拉罕我们提到他是启示
Isaac is about inheritance.
以撒是讲到这个基业。
We don't just need to have revelation of who the God of glory is.
我们没有对于这位荣耀的神的启示。
We need to see what we inherit in Christ.
我们更是要看到在基督里面我们的永远的基业。
And then if we see what we inherit in Christ,
若是我们能看到在基督里的基业,
we can press on to serve him with the rest of our life.
我们可以把我们的余生都能够奉献给他。
Oh, I think I forgot to finish my comment a few moments ago.
我刚才没有把我讲的话要讲完。
You young people,
你年轻人们,
see what happens when you get older, you begin to forget where you were.
你到在老的时候就会忘记你在哪。
You young people,
你们年轻人,
you'll never regret giving yourself a living sacrifice to the Lord.
你永远不会后悔把自己当作活祭献给神。
You can't outgive God.
你不能够把这个自己献上。
The more you give, the more you get beyond every expectation.
你越是把自己交给神, 你越是能够超出你自己的想象。
So let me tell you, don't be fearful of this thing, consecration.
不要害怕奉献。
Well, back to Isaac.
我们回到以撒。
Isaac represents inheritance.
以撒代表着这个产业。
I want us just to look at three things tonight.
我们今天要讲到三件事。
I'll try to do a better time watching the clock tonight.
我今天要看着时间，能掌握好时间。
We want to look at the heir. That's important.
我们要看到后裔。
Now, I don't mean the air like A-I-R.
不是这个空气的这个,
we're not going to go out and look up at the sky.
不是看天,
we're going to look at the air, H-E-I-R.
我们要说的英文词这个air是讲到后裔。
Heirs have to do with inheritance.
这个后裔呢是讲到这个产业。
And unless you understand this point, the air,
你要是真正 想了解的话，就必须了解这个这一个的后裔。
You will never understand the great inheritance we have in Christ Jesus.
除非你了解这一点，你就不知道在基督里面的这样的产业。
This story of Abraham and Isaac foreshadows something even greater that's in the heart of God.
在亚伯拉罕以撒的故事中，在神的心意中有很大的一个心意。
Abraham represents the Father.
亚伯拉罕代表着父神。
Isaac represents the only Son.
以撒代表着这个独生的爱子。
The beloved Son.
那个被神所爱的独生的爱子。
As God said to Isaac, the Son whom thou lovest.
像神所说的以撒你所爱的。
It speaks of God the Father.
讲到父神。
His only Son.
他自己独生的爱子。
And the love of God.
是神所爱的。
Now let me make one very important point.
我想讲一点非常重要的一点。
To Abraham, Isaac was everything.
对亚伯拉罕说，以撒是所有的一切。
After he had that revelation, Abraham, that Paul spoke about a little while ago,
在亚伯拉罕得到这样的一个启示以后，
he says, what do you give me since I am childless?
你能给我什么呢? 我没有儿子。
And a servant of my household of Damascus.
我的后裔是家中的这个大马色人。
He is the heir.
他可能是可以做我的后裔。
And God went on to tell Abraham, he shall not be the heir.
神对亚伯拉罕说, 他不能够成为你的后裔。
But one that comes from your own body.
从你身所生的成为你的后裔。
This is tremendous to me.
这实在是非常了不起。
But to Abraham, Isaac was everything.
对亚伯拉罕来说, 以撒是一切全部。
But to God, the Lord Jesus is even more.
但是对父神, 主耶稣更是这样。
You remember the story when the Lord was baptized in Matthew 3, I think it is 16 and 17.
你记得在马太福音的三章, 16-17节,
I think you all know. Matthew 3, 16 and 17.
三章的16-17节, 耶稣受洗的时候,
and Jesus, having been baptized, went up straightway from the water, and lo, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove, and coming down upon him, and behold, a voice out of heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found my delight.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵火，仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”Brothers
and sisters, this is not an everyday occurrence.
弟兄姊妹，这不是每天都发生的事情。This
is literally an earth-shattering occurrence.
这实在是像地震一样的一件事情发生。God
couldn't withhold himself.
神不能够使自己不说。So
he rent the heavens when his son was baptized by John.
当他的爱子受施洗约翰的洗的时候，他就打开天。And
he said, "This is my beloved son."
他说：“这是我的爱子。This
one means everything to me.
这是对我来说是一切。In
him I have my delight.
我所喜悦的。This
wasn't a one-time occurrence.
这不是一次的事情。
You remember the story in Matthew chapter 17 at the Mount of Transfiguration.
在另一次的是在马太福音17章，在变化山上。
Says in verse 2, and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone as the sun, and his garments became white as the light.
在十七章第二节说，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
And lo, Moses and Elias appeared to them talking, and Peter answering said, Jesus, Lord, it is good we should be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, for thee one, for Moses one, and one for Elias.
突然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”
And as Peter was often rebuked,
当彼得经常被谴责,
this word came out of heaven.
在天上有声音,
While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and lo, the voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I found my delight. Hear him.
第五节说到，说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，并且有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”With
God, there is no second place.
在神里面没有第二名。With
God, there's no better and best.
在神没有更好和最好。With
God, everything has to do with His only Son.
所有的事情都是和他的爱子，独生子有关。Look
at John chapter 12.
在约翰福音的十二章中。This
is remarkable to me. This happened three times.
这件事情发生了三次，在约翰福音十二章。John
chapter 12, I think it's 27 to 29.
在27到29节,
this is the Lord speaking at first.
这是主说的,
Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but on account of this hour I have come.
我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢? 父啊, 救我脱离这时候, 但我原是为这时候来的。
Father, glorify thy name.
父啊, 愿你荣耀你的名。
There came therefore a voice out of heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it.
当时就声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。The
crowd which stood there, the crowd therefore which stood there and heard it said that it had thundered.
站在旁边的众人听见就说打雷了。
Now, I don't want to make so much about this point, but you have to begin to see that three times God the Father rent the heavens and said, This is my Son.
你看到在这里三次父神在天上要做见证说这是我的爱子。
On the third time, he said it a little different.
第三次他讲的有点不一样。
He said, I have glorified it and will glorify it.
他说我已经荣耀了我的名，并且要再荣耀。
There is a greater than Isaac here.
这里比有比以撒更大的一位。
The Old Testament story of the promised son.
在旧约中这个应许的儿子。
Is a foreshadowing of the son.
是预表到那一位的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, God's emphasis is not Isaac.
神所强调的不是以撒。
You may think that's strange since we're studying Isaac.
你可能觉得我们讲到以撒为什么这样讲呢？
But God's emphasis is his promised son.
但是他所神要说的就是他的应许的那个儿子。
To God,
对神来说，
The Lord Jesus is everything.
主耶稣是所有的一切。
Now, there's one thing about Isaac.
有一件事情对以撒非常特别。
He was the heir.
他是那个后裔。
But this Son of God is the heir in all caps.
但是神的儿子是所有当中的唯一的继承人。
So when I tell you tonight, we want to look at the heir.
当我们今天讲到那一个的后裔的时候，
Think about the definite emphasis.
想看到这个所强调的这个唯一的后裔。
The heir is the Lord Jesus.
这一个的后裔就是主耶稣。
But thank God for Isaac.
但是我们感谢神以撒。
Because this heir comes through Isaac.
但这一个的后裔是借着以撒的枝下来。
And when you look in Galatians, the seed is not plural, seeds.
在加拉太中讲到这个后裔的时候不是复数。
The seed is singular.
这个后裔是单数。
And Paul made it absolutely, not this Paul, but Paul the Apostle made it absolutely clear that the seed was the Lord Jesus.
使徒保罗特别讲到这一个的后裔就是主耶稣。
Nevertheless, you could understand Abraham's agony over not having a son, not having an heir.
你们看到亚伯拉罕因为没有儿子非常的挣扎。
It was the agony that later turned to joy.
但是这个挣扎和苦难最后成为喜乐。
I'll never forget my own experience.
我也有自己的一个经验，我没有办法忘记。
I don't know if I've ever told you this story.
我又没有给大家分享，我没记得。
But Linda and I could not have children.
我和我的姊妹 Linda 起初不能够生孩子。
We have three children.
我们有三个孩子。
We have seven grandchildren.
我们有七个孙子辈的。
But we could not have children.
但我们没有办法有孩子。
I'll never forget the agony in her heart about not having a child.
我当时非常，我记得她非常的，我的太太非常挣扎。
I can tell you, I hated going to the mall in Christmas.
在过节的时候，我到商店里去嘛，非常的难过。
And you'd see all those mothers pushing those little strollers with those beautiful little babies in them.
我们看到很多的母亲就推着他们自己的非常美丽的孩子走过。
I could see the tear in the corner of her eye.
我可以看到我太太的眼角有泪。
I'll never forget the agony.
我不能忘记那个痛苦。
But I remember what I tried to do.
但我记得我需要做什么。
I figured I'd do the next best thing, so I got her a dog.
我可以做第二好的就是买一个玩具。
That's the way a man thinks. He doesn't think like a woman.
所以这男人和女人想的不一样。
So I got her this little miniature dachshund, this little brown dog.
我就找了一个买了一个娃娃玩具。
You know, like a hot dog.
Oh, dog.
Dachshund.
Dog.
Dog.
Dog. 买了狗狗。
This story does have a point. And that dog became our child.
这个狗就成了我的孩子。
We even gave him a royal name, Sir Lucas Snops.
给他一个非常有这个有尊贵地位的名字。
But the agony never went away.
但是这个痛苦仍然存在。
And I'll never forget, one time we were with Brother Lance Lambert.
有一次和我们兰培德弟兄在一起。
And Linda shared her agony with Lance.
我的太太琳德就给我们弟兄有分享。
And I had never thought about this.
我没有想到。
But he said that's a prayer that's always answered in the Old Testament.
他说呢，在旧约中，这个的要孩子这个祷告总是答能答应。
Well, Linda almost died.
我的姊妹差一点
She went to the hospital and almost died.
她去了医院，差一点去世。
We had taken all of these fertility drugs and went to these doctors and we tried, this is getting into way too much detail, and we were trying to figure this out and we gave up.
我试了很多的办法来使她能够怀孕。
Just like Abraham.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Let Ishmael live forever.
愿以实玛利能够活在你面前。
Let Sir Lucas Snops live forever.
愿我的狗能够永远活着。
And then the strangest thing happened.
这非常奇怪的事情发生。
When she came out of that hospital after almost dying.
她经过这医院出来差一点丧命。
We said maybe we should give this pills another chance.
我们说可能我们需要再试一次。
Well, we were waiting for something to happen and we never could start the pill.
我们在要试这个这个继续治疗的时候。
And the doctor said, do you think you're pregnant?
他说你有没有已经怀孕了。
God did the impossible.
神做了无法成就的事情。
I did not hesitate.
我没有犹豫。
We named our first son Jonathan, which means gift of God.
我们就给我第一个的孩子取名叫约拿丹。就是神的
Here,
神的礼物。
Abraham wanted the heir.
亚伯拉罕要一个后裔。
And God gave him the assurance that that heir would come from his own body.
神就应许他要在他自己身上所生的是他的后裔。
To Abraham, the heir was the most important thing.
对亚伯拉罕说，这个后裔是最重要的事情。
That verse we read earlier in chapter 25, verse 5 says this.
在刚才我们读到的创世纪中的第25章中所说到的。
And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac.
亚伯拉罕就把他所有的都给了以撒。
This is not only Abraham's heart, this is God's heart.
这不仅是亚伯拉罕心里所说，也是神心里的。
Listen to Ephesians 1 verse 9 and 10.
我们看到以弗所书的第一章的第九到第十节。
It says in verse 9, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
For the administration of the fullness of times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things in the earth.
要照所安排的这日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
This is God's heart for His Son.
这是神他心中对他爱子所安排的。
To sum up everything in Christ.
要使一切所有的在基督里同归于一。
I love that verse in Colossians 3 verse 11.
我喜欢在哥罗西书中的第三章第十一节。
Verse 11.But Christ is everything and in all.
基督是一切，并且在个人之内。
But Christ is everything.
唯有基督是包括一切。
Isaac is indeed the heir.
以撒确实是那个后裔。
But Christ is the heir.
但是基督是那个后裔。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
The whole Bible is built around this one thought.
整个的圣经都是基于这一点。
There is one who is coming and he is the heir.
那个要来的就是那个后裔。
I think you remember the parable in Matthew chapter 21.
在马太福音的21章有一个故事。
We won't read it all.
我们可以不一定读。
It talks about a householder who planted a vineyard and turned it over to his husbandman. You remember that?
有一个人就建了一个葡萄园，把这个给他的农夫。
And he left the country and he went away.
他就离开这个国家，
And he sent his bondman later to receive the fruits.
他就差仆人来去取这个果子。
And they beat one.
他们打了一个。
And they killed another.
杀了另一个。
And they stoned another.
把另一个用石头打死。
And so he said, they will respect my son.
他就说他一定会尊重我的儿子。
And so he sent his son.
所以他就把自己的儿子也差派过来。
And this is the reaction in chapter 21, verse 38.
在第二十一节第三十八第二十一章三十八节这样。
Those knew who this was.
他知道这是谁。
They said, he is the heir.
他说这是要承受产业的。
This is the heir.
这就是那一个承受产业的。
The Lord was trying to teach us something great in a parable.
主想用着这样的一个比方来给我们讲解。
Abraham,For this heir had one thing foremost in his heart.
亚伯拉罕借着这个后裔，有在他心中有这样的一个思念。
This heir Isaac, there was one thing foremost in his heart.
这个就是以撒是他里面最重要的。
Turn back to Genesis 24.
回到创世纪中第二十四章。
Verse 1 through 4.
第一到第四节。
And Abraham was old and advanced in age, and Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his servant, the eldest of his house, who ruled over all he had, Put thy hand, I pray thee, under my thigh.
亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上耶和华都赐福给他。亚伯拉罕对管理他全业最老的仆人说请你把手放在我大腿底下。
And I will make thee swear to Jehovah, the God of the heavens and the God of the earth, that thou take not a wife for my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I am dwelling.
我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻。
But thou shalt go to my land and to my kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac.
你要往我本地本族去为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。
Abraham had one thing burning in his heart for his heir Isaac.
亚伯拉罕对他的后裔在心中一个很极重的负担。
And brothers and sisters, God the Father has one thing in His heart for His only and beloved Son.
这个父神也同样在他心中有一个非常焦急的这样的一个负担，就是为他的儿子。
He wants a wife for His Son.
他要为他的儿子娶妻子。
This is what Isaac wanted.
这是
This is what Abraham wanted.
这是亚伯拉罕要的。
This is what God wants.
这是父神要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is one vital thing that was on the heart of Abraham for the heir and upon God the Father for the heir.
这是在亚伯拉罕心也是在父神心中一个极重的一个负担。
This servant, who I believe was Eliezer, was on a mission.
这一个的仆人可能就是那个以利以谢，他有一个这样的一个使命。
And that single mission was to go back to the land and find a wife for the son.
他的使命就是要进到那块地，要找着这一个神所预备的妻子。
This is all important.
这是最重要的。
The one thing God will do in the end and is doing is looking for a wife for his son.
这一切最后神要得到的就是为他的儿子来找着这个妻子。
That is what the church is.
这就是教会。
I still hear people say we make so much of the church.
很多人说我们讲教会讲的太多了。
I can hardly believe my ears when I hear people saying that.
我 没有办法相信我的耳朵，人就会这样说。
Because this is the one thing God is after for His Son, the heir.
这是神在心中一直要为他的儿子要找一个后裔，找一个妻子。
And if you can imagine the blessing that is upon us,
我们想到这是何等大的祝福。
God has chosen us as the church to be His eternal companion.
神已经拣选了我们教会，成为他儿子的永远的伴侣。
That servant Eleazar is just like the Holy Spirit, who is on a mission, looking, searching for a wife for the Son.
这个仆人以利以谢就像圣灵在一直寻找这个儿子的妻子。
Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Now I know you know these verses, but just please look at it with me.
回到以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians 5 verses 20, look at Ephesians 5 verse 25 to 27. Husbands, love your own wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and has delivered himself up for it.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
In order that he might sanctify it, purifying it by the washing of the water of the word.
要用水借的道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
And that he might present the church to himself glorious, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病。
But that it might be holy and blameless.
乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
This is the highest privilege of man.
这是人所有的最大的一个权利。
Please understand the burden that's on my heart, even if I can't relate it so well.
我们实在是求主让你们理解我里面的心的负担。
This is the one thing God is looking for His Son, just like Abraham.
这个妻子的事情就是神要寻找为他儿子，就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Therefore, the church is of utter importance to God.
所以教会是神最重要的事情。
Is the church important to you?
教会是不是对你有重要呢？
Can you live without the church?
你能不能离开教会而生活呢？
Can you have your life with God without the brothers and sisters?
你能不能在神面前离开弟兄姊妹呢？
God cannot live without the church.
神没有办法离开教会而存。
He has chosen the church to be the wife of His Son.
他已经选择教会成为他儿子的心腹。
Look at Revelation chapter 19.
在启示录的第十九章。
There is a great wedding feast that will take place just before the kingdom.
在天国降临之前,
Look at verse 6.
在第七节,
And I heard as a voice of a great crowd, and as a voice of many waters, and a voice of strong thunders, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, has taken to Himself kingly power.
我听见 好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神全能者作王了。”
Let us rejoice and exalt and give Him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己准备好了。
The whole kingdom begins with a wedding feast.
整个的国度降临是开始于这个婚宴。
And there's a 1,000-year wedding feast.
有1,000年的婚宴。
Brothers and sisters, that's what we have to look forward to.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们要盼望的。
There's never been a wedding feast like this wedding feast.
从来也没有这样的婚宴。
Some wedding feasts we think are a big deal if they go a few days.
有很大的这样的婚宴可能持续几天。
But God's marriage for his son, this wedding feast shall extend for 1,000 years. And for those that are ready, they shall take part in this feast in the kingdom.
Now,
I can't say Linda and I had much of a wedding feast.
我和我的太太没有什么大的婚宴。
I blame it on Stephen Kong.
我觉得是江弟兄的责任。
I went to him in Washington when I was a young man.
我到华盛顿的时候是一个非常年轻的人。
And took Linda with me.
我和我的太太琳达一起。
And I said, brother, I'm thinking maybe we should get married. What do you think?
我说弟兄我们两个应该结婚了你认为如何?
He said that's wonderful, get married at the conference in 6 weeks.
那很好啊,6周以后有特会,你们可以在那里结婚。
So at the last thing of the conference, here we were just fresh out of a meeting and we had a wedding.
所以最后一天特会的时候,大家就和我一起,我们一起结婚了。
We were with the brothers and sisters.
我们和弟兄姊妹一起。
And it wasn't so great of a feast.
没有什么大的婚宴。
They put out a little finger food here and there at the end of the meeting.
那饭食呢就是小吃而已。
And that was our wedding feast.
这是我的这个婚宴。
I'll never forget the next year we went to a Chinese wedding feast up here in the city, in New York City.
第二年我们又去了这个纽约去参加另一个婚宴。
And yeah, boy, this was a wedding feast.
那个的吃的好多了。
You Chinese know how to eat.
我们吃好多好吃的。At
the end of the 13 courses, I couldn't eat anymore.
13道饭菜之后我吃不下去了。And
I remember they hauled out this biggest fish that I had ever seen.
我就记得那个婚宴实在是很大。And
this was the highlight of the wedding feast.
这是在婚宴中的一个非常亮点。But
brothers and sisters, that wedding feast that we will take part of for the kingdom,
但是我们要参加的这个天国的婚宴,
is incomparable.
是没有办法, 地上是没有办法比的。
This is what God is after for his son.
这是神要为他儿子所预备的。This
is what he wants for his son.
这是他要他儿子所拥有的。The
coming of the Lord Jesus
主的再来,
is the first great event in history.
这个是在历史上重要的事情。When
he gave himself as a ransom for all.
他第一次来把自己当作赎价献上。
The beginning of the kingdom and that wedding feast is the second great event in history.
在历史当中主再来的时候是第二大的一个事件。
That is what we're all waiting for.
就是我们每一个人都在盼望的。
Now back to Isaac, since we're supposed to be talking about Isaac.
我们再回到以撒。
You remember the story about Isaac.
我们记得以撒的故事。
When he went and he saw Rebecca, he was smitten with love.
他见到利百加的时候就充满了爱。
You remember how that servant Eleazar went on that mission and found that one and said that prayer about giving him water and then the camel's water.
你记得那个仆人以利以以以谢。 碰到这个利百加的时候说了很多的故事。Surely
this was the wife for the son.
他实在是知道这个是这个儿子的妻子。And
if you remember that whole story.
你记得那个整个的故事。
Her, well, you remember the whole story. Laban, you know, they went and they said, of this man, speaking of Eliezer, will you go with him? You remember that part of the story?
你记得那拉班还有其他的人在最后问这个利百加说，你要不要跟着这个人到以撒那去？
This is what God is asking one every one of you tonight.
今天神也问我们当中每一个在座的。
Will you go with him?
你要不要跟着走去？
Not meaning for Isaac.
不是像到以撒那里。
But will you go for him, meaning the Lord Jesus, the heir?
而是你要跟着去到主耶稣那个后裔的那边。
And she said these simple words.
利百加就非常简单的回答。
She said, I will go.
她说我去。
Those are the words that the God the Father is looking for from every believer's mouth.
这个就是父神在每一个信主的人的身上要在他口中所要找的。
This is the response.
这是一个反应。
I will go.
我要去。
That's what he's looking for.
他父神就是要这样的答案。
Brothers and sisters, how we need to see the heir.
弟兄姊妹们，我们何等需要看到这一个后裔。
Now the second thing we need to see is joint heirs.
第二件事我们要看的就是那个同作后裔，同作后嗣。
Not only is Isaac the heir,
不仅以撒是那个后裔。
Not only is Christ the heir,
不仅是基督是那个后裔。
But do you know that every Christian is also an heir?
但你知不知道每一个基督徒都是个后裔。
It says in Galatians 3 verse 29 this,
在加拉太三章二十九节这样讲。
But if ye are Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的。
In Luke chapter 4 verse 7.
第四章的第七节。
So thou art no longer bondman, but son. But if son, heir also through God.
你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。即是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
We are joint heirs. Can you imagine?
我们是与基督一同做后嗣。
I don't know if you've ever been an heir.
你有没有是成为后嗣？
You know, an heir has to inherit something to be an heir.
做后嗣就要承受产业。
I never inherited very much.
我没有承受什么产业。
At least in this world.
在这个世上没有。
But I remember one day I got a letter in the mail.
有一天我接到一封信。
And the letter in the mail said I was the heir of a farm in North Carolina on the Cape Fear River.
我那封信就告诉我呢，我是在北卡那边有一个庄园中，在河边上的一个产业的一个后裔之一。
It was my great uncle and my great aunt's farm.
是我的祖先中的一位啊。
I remember in the summers I used to go down there and help them slop pigs.
我记得在夏天的时候去到那去帮着他杀猪。
And all of a sudden I was notified I was an heir.
突然我就接到这个信，说我是可以承受产业的。我特别高兴。
All $2,300.
23块钱。
But do you know, brothers and sisters, you are a joint heir with Christ?
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道你和基督同作后嗣？
Now, brothers and sisters, there's no one more rich than the Lord Jesus.
没有人能比基督更加的富有。
We've already said that God gave him everything.
我们已经说了，神把一切都给了他的儿子。
Christ is everything and in all.
基督是包括一切又在一切之中。
This is who we are, a joint heir.
这是我们的所是，我们是与基督同作后嗣。
Now I have lost track of time. What is time out?
5:35.
I know it's 5:35. That doesn't help me, but when do we go to? 6. Okay. If I see y'all heading to the kitchen for food, I'll know I messed up.
看大家要吃饭的时候，我就知道讲的太多了。
We are joint heirs with Christ.
我们是与基督同作后嗣。
Now you might want to be.An heir to somebody like Bezos.
你也可能想和那个很有名的 CEO 做这个。
He only has $150 billion.
他只有一 1500亿。
He makes our president look like a pauper with his few billion dollars.
他把我们这个现在总统呢 陪衬成像一个要饭的一样。
But listen to this, brothers and sisters. Romans says you are joint heirs with Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹请记得罗马书说我们与基督同作后嗣。
Can you imagine a greater blessing being poured out on you?
你有没有觉得有更加大的祝福比这个更大呢?
I thought it was a big deal to get $2,300.
我有两万三百块钱就很大了。
But being a joint heir for Christ is beyond anything we could ask or imagine.
但是与基督同作后嗣是我们没有办法想象超出这一点的。
It says in Ephesians 1 verse 7.
在以弗所书一章的第七节这样讲。
You've heard me enough. You know this is one of my favorite verses.
你经常听我讲，这是我所喜爱的一节经文。
That we have received according to the riches of his grace.
是乃是照他丰富的恩典所接受的。
Can you imagine what you've received in Christ Jesus?
你能想象在基督里你所得到的是什么吗?
It says in Ephesians 2 verse 6 and 7 this.
在以弗所书二章第七节这样讲。
And has raised us up together and has made us to sit down in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus that he might display in the coming ages the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
二章六七节说，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。他要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。The
riches of his grace.
是极丰富的恩典。The
surpassing riches of his grace.
极丰富的恩典。
And then it says, I've already told you, Romans 8 verse 17.
在罗马书八章第17节刚才我们讲到的。
And if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and Christ join heirs, if indeed we suffer with him, that we also might be glorified with him.
既是儿女便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
We are heirs according to the promise.
我们是借着应许来做后嗣。That's
what Isaac was.
这是以撒的所事。But
even exceeding anything Isaac could have ever imagined.
但是超过以撒所得到的。
We are joint heirs of Christ.
是与基督一同做后嗣。
According to the promise.
是借着神的应许。
Now 1 Peter 1 verse 3 and 4 we read earlier.
我们刚才读到的彼得前书的第一章所讲到的。
This tries to put into words that great inheritance we've received.
这里是讲到用话语来表示我们所得到的这个极丰富的。
This is what I believe the message of Isaac is all about.
这是以撒的信息所
It says we have received an incorruptible,
是我们讲到我们得到的是不能朽坏,
an undefiled,
不能玷污,
an unfading,
不能衰残,
inheritance,
基业,
that has been reserved for you in the heavens.
为你们存留在天上的。
You know, brothers and sisters, everything in this world can be corrupted and is corruptible.
在这个世上的一切都是要朽坏的。
But this inheritance that you receive in Christ is incorruptible.
但是你在基督里所得到的基业是没有办法朽坏的。
Not only that, everything in this world is defiled.
每个事情在这个世界上都是可以被玷污的。
As a matter of fact, it says the whole world lieth in the evil one.
这个整个世界都是伏在那恶者的手下。
But our inheritance is undefiled.
我们的基业是不能玷污的。
Our inheritance is even unfading.
我们的基业也不能衰残。
You know, this world is full of fleeting glory.
这个世界上有很多的荣耀会褪去。
This world is full of fading pleasures.
对，这个世界上很多的快乐会消去。
But the inheritance we have in Christ is unfading.
我们的基业在基督里是不能衰残的。
And even more than that.
更是这样的。
It is reserved in the heavens for you.
是在天上为你所存留的。
Nobody can steal it.
没有人可以偷取。
Nobody can take it away.
没有办法让人夺取。
You cannot lose it, even if you lose your password.
甚至你失去你的这个密码，也不会失去这个基业。
This inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus is reserved for us in the heavenlies.
在基督耶稣里，我们所承受的这个基业。是在天上为我们存留的。
How beautiful is that?
是何等的美丽。
When I call up and order a hotel room, it's reserved in my name.
我当打电话给我所住的这个旅馆的时候，那个房间是为我所存留的。
Now when I flew up here Friday to Newark, we had an air ticket reserved in my name.
当我坐飞机到这边来的时候，我的这个飞机的票也是为我所存留的。
I made a mistake. I tried to hand them Jeffrey's boarding pass.
我把这个我弟兄 Jeffrey 弟兄的那个登机牌给他们。
And the TSA looked at me and said, "Did you come with someone?"
那个人员工作人员就说，你是不是和另一个人一起来的
？But you know, even on a plane, you can get bumped.
你在这个飞机上会出现差错。
I don't know what he said.
会把你的有人把你的位置拿去。
But brothers and sisters, this inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus is reserved for you in the heaven.
我们在基督耶稣里的基业是已经为你预定了。
Because of this great inheritance.Isaac had.
因为以撒所有的这样的一个大的基业。
It says in chapter 26, verse 13, this.
在创世纪的二十七章。
And the man became great.
讲到以撒他就昌大。
And he became continually greater.
日增月盛。
Until he was very great.
成了大富户。
Now I think that's just a foreshadowing.Of what we have to expect in Christ Jesus.
这是一个对于在我们基督在基督耶稣里所得到的一切的一个预表。
You cannot explain it.
你不能够解释。
It's too wonderful.
是太伟大了。
Okay, so I don't mess up your meal. Let's go to the last point.
我们来讲到最后一点。
Another thing about Isaac that's absolutely important.
对于以撒有个特别重要的事情。
Isaac's life was all about digging wells and redigging wells.
以撒的生活是围绕着来掘井，来继续掘井。
It's a prominent feature in Isaac's life.
是他生活中的一个标志。
Brother Kong in his book, Man After God's Own Heart, said this.
江弟兄在他的《合神心意的人》这本书里这样讲。
And without a doubt, the sign or the symbol which marked Isaac's life was the well.
在以撒的生命中的一个标志就是这个井。
Let's look at a few of these verses. Chapter 26, verse 15.
我们看几处的经文，在26章的创世纪26章。
26 verse 15.
第十五节。
And all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines stopped them up and filled them with earth.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲的仆人所挖的井，非利士人全都塞住，填满了土。
And look at 17 through 22.
十七节到二十二节。
And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there.
以撒就离开那里，在基拉尔谷支搭帐篷，住在那里。
And Isaac dug again the wells of water that they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and that the Philistines had stopped up after the death of Abraham, And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井，因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，从仍叫他父亲所叫的叫那些井的名字。
And Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found there a well of springing water.
以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。
Look at verse 23.
在第二十三节
And he went up thence to Beersheba, and Jehovah appeared to him the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake.
以撒从那里上别示巴去，当夜耶和华向他显现说，我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要赐福给你，并要为我仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故使你的后裔繁多。
And he built an altar there, and he called upon the name of Jehovah, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well.
以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支搭帐篷，他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
In one last little bit, in verse 32-33,
最后是32-33节。
And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well that they had dug, and said to him, We have found water.
那一天，以撒的仆人来，将挖井的事告诉他说，我们得了水了。
And he called it Sheba.
他就给那井起名叫示巴。
Therefore, the name of this city is Beersheba until this day.
因此，那城叫做别示巴，直到今日。
Now, what does this mean? Redigging wells and digging wells.
到底这是什么意思呢？又把原来的井挖出来，又重新挖新的井。
This is a very big part of Isaac's life.
这是以撒生命中的很重要的一部分。
Now, first of all, if Abraham gave to Isaac everything,
首先，若是亚伯拉罕给以撒所有的东西，
Think about it for a moment.
你想一想，
Why did he have to redig well?
他为什么要继续把这个井恢复？
And why did he have to dig well?
他为什么要重新要挖新井？
Shouldn't he just be able to live on the largeness and the inheritance that he had from his father?
他不是可不可以直接就用他父亲所给他的一切极大的产业来生活呢？
I think that's a very important spiritual question.
这是一个很重要的属灵的问题。
And if you don't understand the answer, you won't understand what Isaac's life stood for.
若你不知道这个的答案，你就不知道以撒他的属灵的生命。
This is the answer.
这个是答案在下面。
If you've been sleeping the whole ministry, wake up because this is the answer.
你要是刚才睡觉，你现在需要醒过来，知道这个答案。
We have been given everything in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督耶稣里给了神给了我们所有的一切。
But spiritual responsibility tells us we need to lay hold of what we have in Christ Jesus.
我们属灵的责任就是我们要抓住基督所给我们赐给我们的。
Therefore, we must dig well.
这就是为什么我们要持续的挖井。
We must dig well.
也要继续把原来的井挖好。
So often in church life, the first generation has a real living revelation of the Lord Jesus.
在教会中，常常是第一代的这信主的人有非常活的启示。
Like Abraham.
像亚伯拉罕一样。
And then the second generation comes along.
在第二代的时候。
And lives on what they've heard.
就是来靠着他们听到的来生活。
But they never experienced for themselves what Abraham experienced.
却没有经历亚伯拉罕实际所经历的。
Therefore, we must redig the wells that Abraham dug.
所以我们必须把亚伯拉罕的井重新挖出来。
Those wells that have been stopped up, it says, by the Philistines who filled them with earth.
那些被非利士人所 塞住的井我们要挖出来。
We need to re-dig the wells and we need to discover Christ for ourselves.
我们要重新挖出来，重新自己发现基督。
I have 7 grandchildren that I dearly love.
我有七个的孙子辈的孩子。
God has no grandchildren.
但是在神却没有孙子辈的。
God has only children.
神只有儿子辈的。
And every one of us as a child of God has to have our own personal experience of the Lord Jesus.
所有在座的神的儿女都要和神有一个活泼新鲜的生命的关系。
This is what digging wells mean.
这是挖井的意义。
This is a theme that runs through Scripture, by the way.
这是在圣经中常常出现的一个主题。
You remember the promised land, don't you?
你记得那个应许之地。
You remember what it says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 3, don't you?
你记得在约书亚记第一章中所讲的。
You've memorized it, so Larry knows it by heart.
你可能也都记得这句话。
Every place whereon the sole of your foot shall tread have I given you.
你所脚掌所踏之地我都赐给了你。
Now, don't you think that's a strange verse?
你不要觉得这个经文非常奇怪。
Why didn't God just say in his largesse, every place I have given you?
为什么神不这样说，每一个地方我都给了你。
That's how we think of things.
我们常常会这样想。
But he said, every place upon which the sole of your foot shall tread,I have given you.
但他却这样说，他说你脚掌所踏之地我都赐给了你。
There's a responsibility we have as believers to possess our possessions.
对于我们信主的，我们有责任就是要来拿到这个给我们的。
I believe this is the absolute clear teaching of what Isaac is about.
这是一个非常重要借着以撒所要对我们说的话。
There's another verse in the New Testament that's even more troubling.
在新约中有另一个的
1 Timothy 6:12
在提摩太前书的第六章第十二节
Fight the good fight of faith
要打美好的仗
Lay hold of eternal life
要持定永生
Now think of that
想到这一点
I thought eternal life was the free gift of God
我认为这个神给我们的永生是一个礼物。
Doesn't it say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life?
神不是这样说，神爱他的世人啊，将他的独生的爱子赐给我们，使一切相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But here Paul had an exhortation to Timothy.
这里保罗对提摩太有一个劝勉。
Lay hold of eternal life.
讲到持定永生。
That's what digging wells is all about.
这是挖井所讲到的。
Well, I think you get it. The next thing you see in this story about digging wells is there's opposition.
我们看到在挖井这方面有反对派。
The Philistines had filled the wells of Abraham with earth.
腓力士人就把亚伯拉罕的井都填满了土。
When Isaac went to dig wells and his servants,
当以撒他的仆人来挖井的时候，
It says that there was this group that resisted him when they dug the well of Essek.
在他挖井的时候就有一些人来反对他们。
Which means opposition.
就是反对。
Brothers and sisters, this possessing our possessions will meet resistance.
在我们要争取拿到产业的时候就有反对我们的。
It will mean resistance from the enemy.
是讲到那个从仇敌来的。
It will mean resistance from your own self-life.
是讲到从我们天生命属天天然生命所带来的。
It will mean resistance from the world.
是这个世界所给我们的。
But if you dig these wells, you'll discover something.
但是你要挖井的时候你就会发现。
You'll discover, it says, a spring of living water.
你会得到活水井。
an unending spring of living water.
是不能穷尽的这个活水井。
You remember the story of the woman at the well?
你记得那个在井边的妇女的故事。
In John 4,
在约翰福音第四章。
You remember the Lord said, anyone that drinks of this water will thirst.
你记得主说要喝这个井的水的人还要再渴。
You remember when he said to her, but anyone that drinks of the water that I give him, it will become a spring inside of you.
主对他说，你要是喝我的水，所赐的水就永远不渴，要在它里面。
Bubbling up into eternal life.
就它在里面涌流，直涌到永生。
This is the secret of digging the well.
这是挖井的秘诀。
When we dig the wells, we discover that spring of living water.
当我们来挖井的时候，就得到这个活水。
It's the wellspring of life which is in Christ Jesus.
是在基督耶稣里那个活水的生命。
Brothers and sisters, have you discovered this secret?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现这个秘诀？
You cannot be passive when it comes to the inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里的产业这件事情，我们不能够消极被动。
We have to possess our possessions.
我们必须来取拿到这个产业。
We have to dig these wells.
我们必须来挖井。
We have to re-dig these wells.
我们要重新挖出来。
We need to face the opposition in Christ's victory.
我们在基督的得胜里来对待一切的仇敌。
We need to overcome the enemy.
来战胜仇敌。
We need to overcome the world.
来战胜世界。
We even need to overcome our self-life.
并且来战胜我们自己的己生命。
And if we do this,
若是我们这样做，
we will discover the well of springing water.
我们就会发现这个活水的井。
And it even says of that well,
并且讲到这个井的时候，
They discovered and they named that well, that final one well, they did Broadways.
他也讲到这个井有时候起名叫西提拿。
When we enter into this, we will discover a Broadway in Christ Jesus.
是讲到利和伯那个宽阔之处。
It is Christ our life.
是基督的生命。
Well, I've got two more minutes, and if I don't finish, I'm blaming it on you.
还有两分钟。
No, I'm only kidding.
我在开玩笑。
This is the story of Isaac.
这是以撒的故事。
Today we said at lunch, you know, there's not much about Isaac in the Bible.
在吃午饭的时候，我们提到，好像这个以撒没有讲，圣经没有讲太多。
It's true, it's less than Abraham.
是比亚伯拉罕要讲的少。
It's true, it's less than Jacob.
也比雅各讲的少。
It's true, it's less than Joseph.
也比约瑟讲的少。
But au contraire.
但是非常。
When we look at Isaac,
我们看到以撒的时候，
we see one of the greatest discoveries.
我们看到一个非常大的发现。
We begin to see an inheritance.
我们看到这个产业。
That's incorruptible.
是不能朽坏的。
And undefiled.
不能玷污的。
And unfading.
也不能够衰残的。
And reserved in the heavens for you.
是在天上为我们所存留的。
Have you seen the heir?
你有没有看到那一个后裔？
Have you seen God's Christ?
你能看到基督的基督，神的基督。
I'm not talking about with these eyes.
不是说我们肉眼
睛。I'm talking about the way Abraham saw with the eyes of his heart, Revelation.
是讲到亚伯拉罕从心里的眼睛看到的那个启示。
Your life will never be the same.
你的生命就不会还是一样的生命。
Have you seen that we too are heirs?
你有没有看到我们也是同作后嗣？
Have you seen that we have the greatest inheritance that can be imagined?
你有没有看到我们所有的基业是没有办法来想象的？
Have you seen that that inheritance is reserved for you in the heavens?
你有没有看到这个基业是为我们在天上保留的？
Finally,
最后，
This may be the most important question.
最重要的一个问题可能是，
Are you digging wells?
你有没有在挖井？
Is it something from another generation?
是不是在另一个另一代的人？
Was it your parents like Abraham?
你的父亲是不是像亚伯拉罕一样？
Or have you yourself experienced digging those wells and possessing your possession?
你自己有没有经历那个挖井的来得到产业的这个实际的经历？
If you do this,
若是你那样做的话，
you will discover the well of springing water,
你就能发现那个活水的井。
And you will discover those broad ways in Christ,
你就可以看到那个宽阔的在基督里面的宽阔。
Well, we're a minute and a half late, and I apologize.
我晚了一点时间，道歉。
But let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we're so grateful for your word.
主，我们何等感恩你的话。
Your words are spirit and life.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。
We pray that the Holy Spirit would take what we cannot say.
我们求你借着圣灵把我们所不能说出来的。
And quicken it to us,
来让我们里面醒悟,
that we might be able to discover this great inheritance we have.
让我们能够发现我们这个极大的在我们里面的产业。
What an inheritance we have is the church.
我们所有的产业就是教会。
Open our eyes, Lord.
把我们的眼睛打开。
And don't let us live in this passive state as Christians.
不做一个消极被动的基督徒。
Cause us to respond to this call to dig and redig those wells.
让我们能够回应这样的一个要挖井的这样的一个呼召。
And lay hold of the inheritance we have in Christ Jesus.
让我们能够拿住这个神在基督耶稣里赐给我们的产业。
For we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉你的名来求告。
Amen.
Amen.